The Lord be with you.
With your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus came down with the 12 and stood on a stretch of level ground with a great crowd of his disciples and a large number of the people from all Judea and Jerusalem and the coastal region of Tyre and Sidon. And raising his eyes toward his disciples, he said, "Blessed are you who are poor, for the kingdom of God is yours. Blessed are you who are now hungry, for you will be satisfied. Blessed are you who are now weeping, for you will laugh. Blessed are you when people hate you, when they exclude and insult you, or denounce your name as evil on account of the Son of Man. Rejoice and leap for joy on that day. Behold, your reward will be great in heaven. For their ancestors treated the prophets in the same way. But woe to you who are rich, for you have received your consolation. Woe to you who are filled now, for you will be hungry. Woe to you who laugh now, for you will grieve and weep. Woe to you when all speak well of you, for their ancestors treated the false prophets in this way." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Not only did the Lord provide some interesting weather this morning, I'm certainly glad you're all here and braved it. The Lord reward you for your risk. Not only did he provide some interesting weather, he provided the image I was looking for, the idea when I was praying with these readings. So when you were driving in the snow, the flakes were hitting the windshield, and ideally you have the windshield wipers that flick it out of the way so that you can see the road ahead. But if the windshield wipers are not working sufficiently, the snow, while captivating and interesting and bright and even beautiful, is hitting the windshield. You can't see the road ahead. That's dangerous. The full picture of reality is not given to you, and odds are not good of your safe passage. I think this is the Lord's warning to us today in the gospel. He is preaching on what the scripture scholars call the Sermon on the Plain. Not the Sermon on the Mount, that's in the Gospel of Matthew. Very similar content. It's a little bit different. Why would it be different? Well, it's probably, you know, because Jesus preached on these topics several times, more than a few. And this is in a different region with a different crowd in the Gospel of Luke. And his depiction of what authentic human flourishing or human happiness, what it looks like, is drastically different than what might be offered by any other person in the world at that time, and most especially in this time. If you watch commercials, if you look at advertisements, if you look at any celebrity, they will seem to communicate, man, if you just have a ton of money, if you have a big old house, if you have really nice fine wine and good food, if you have everybody like you, if you know, you're having parties all the time, that's the good life. And Jesus seems to be saying the absolute opposite. And he is, because when we become, this is metaphorically speaking, intoxicated with popularity or status or my financial situation or the having my belly full, that's all I can see. My view to the road ahead has been blocked, and I'm not living in reality. And when I don't see reality clearly, I'm destined for a crash. And that's why the Lord wants to shake people out of their unreality, their false illusion. Why is it so dangerous? If I have all the resources in the world at my disposal, I am tempted to have the false reality that I've got everything under control and I don't need to trust the Lord. That's dangerous because it's not reality. Our life is contingent, dependent upon Him. That's why the poor are blessed. They don't have any illusion. Their life depends upon Him. How blessed are they? They're not tempted to think it's all on me. For those who constantly fill their belly at any time and any moment of their life, they think their desires are satisfied. They forget they have a deeper desire that is not being met. And how scary is that? Blessed are those who are hungry. They are never under the illusion that filling their belly will satisfy their hearts. They have a blessed view to reality. For those who are constantly ignoring the real suffering in this life, who are under the illusion that I can create my own happiness, that's dangerous because you can't. It's so fleeting. If I think my identity is tied up with everyone else's opinion, I will drive myself crazy because I cannot control the opinion of other people. So the Lord loves us enough to show us the roadmap to authentic flourishing and eternal life. Yes, it's very counter to the way the world works, but it's not fixated on what's right in front of us on the windshield. And it's a longer-lasting joy. The image in the first reading in the psalm talks about a tree planted near running water. It yields its fruit in due season. The roots are digging deeper and deeper and deeper under the soil where you can't see it. So if there's a drought, there's no problem. That's the happiness the Lord wants for us, because the droughts will come. We are clear-sighted today with the gospel and the Sermon on the Plain because the Lord has presented us what seems to be a challenging reality, but wouldn't we rather live in reality?